Alhamdulillah, with the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have gathered here tonight. After the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us still the tawfiq of taking His beautiful Mubarak name. And we recited Suratul Mulk. May Allah ta'ala accept the recitation and make it be a means of our najat in the qabr especially. And the salawat, durood and salat, we send upon Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is Friday, we should be sending abundant durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala accept it. We keep on mentioning in all the programs and our bayans, we'll hear always, we say, through the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this reminds us, it is not our own doing or our strength that we have gathered here to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is only Allah ta'ala's grace and favor upon us. Like the month of Ramadan when it's so beautiful, it is only the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now after the month of Ramadan, we don't have the strength, we don't have the power. Allah chooses us and Allah gives us the tawfiq. At the same time, we should never look down upon any person who may not be here. Because this is not a compulsory program. It is just here for us to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make sincere tawbah, istighfar. And to remind ourselves of the lessons we learned in the month of Ramadan. Now these lessons, different advices were given. And these beautiful lessons that we learned are not to be forgotten. But they are to be revised. And this is the same thing we will hear again and again. Because these are the lessons from Quran and Hadith. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us. This is what Allah ta'ala desires from us, that we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whilst we alhamdulillah with the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our hearts enjoyed a special type of connection, attachment with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Ramadan. Even though we miss this beautiful month of Ramadan, the anwarat that we experience, you know, masajid, in the different programs at home, ourselves, only through the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again, we miss those, that ronak as we say, the anwarat, but remember, we are still turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is hay and qayyum. So even though the barakat of Ramadan may not be here, but still our goal is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees how genuine we are, how sincere we are. That did we only make tawbah istighfar in the month of Ramadan? Did we only make dhikr and tilawat of the Quran? Or made tilawat of the Quran in the month of Ramadan? No. So let us continue inshallah after the month of Ramadan, in this beautiful month of Shawwal, we still continue with our feeble efforts enjoy that connection and that attachment and that bond that was created and which we thoroughly enjoyed taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making tawbah, making istighfar, the nawafil, the tahajjud, the dhikr, the tasbihat, giving out sadaqah, keeping roza, making sure we did all 5 times salat. So now also we will continue inshallah. And so the lessons we learned in the month of Ramadan, tawbah, istighfar, tilawat, taqwa, turning to Allah. If we slip, we make sincere repentance and we come back onto track. We never lose hope of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is all kind, Allah is all forgiving. We should never become negligent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't become ghafil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's remembrance. Our tongues become moist with the dhikr of Allah. Our eyes see that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded and made permissible for us to see. Our ears hear only that which Allah has permitted us to hear. Like that, our hands, our limbs, the true dhikr is not only by means of the tongue and the heart, but also our limbs. They obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are the lessons that we learned in the month of Ramadan. And we continue listening to these same advices. وَمَنْ يَعْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَانِ نُقَيِّدْ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينٌ. You recall we mentioned and discussed this verse in one of the tafsirs in the month of Ramadan. That person who turns a blind eye, who becomes negligent. The meaning of يَعْشُ means a person who's got a sickness in his eye. And therefore his sight is not so good. As though he is blind, he cannot see. So Mufassirin have explained that person who becomes negligent of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he turns away from the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he makes i'rad from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah deputes a shaitan as his partner, as his friend. And may Allah ta'ala protect us from that. May Allah keep angels protecting us all the time. And in gatherings of this nature, we have great hopes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah ta'ala sends down His special sakina upon us, His mercy, angels throng such a gathering in which Allah ta'ala's name is taken, the dhikr of Allah ta'ala is made, and when the person rises from this gathering, then the angels say, قُومُ مَغْفُورًا لَكُمْ, stand up in the condition that Allah has forgiven you, and in fact Allah has transformed your bad deeds into good deeds. This is it, we are always moving towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will take those baby steps towards Allah. And Allah comes running towards us. Allah's mercy is open towards us. Allah helps us in our dunya also. Allah gives us barakah. Allah gives us barakah. Allah Ta'ala makes, Allah removes our difficulties, our problems. Whatever pain and suffering, depression we have, Allah Ta'ala removes all this. Yes, there will be tests. And we mentioned this very, in great length, that Allah Ta'ala will test us. There will be temptation, there will be challenges, there will be some calamities, but this is part of dunya. No person has come into this dunya and never faced any trial and tribulation. The more closer the person is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greater the test. Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam went through severe difficulties, but each time they overcame this hurdle, this obstacle, this test from Allah, this trial, they became more and more beloved in the eyes of Allah. So we will be tested. We ask Allah Ta'ala not for sabr, for afiyat, safety from all types of difficulties. But when the difficulty comes, then we make sabr and we turn to Allah Ta'ala. Not only in times of difficulty, but in times of prosperity as well. So when a person makes shukr to Allah Ta'ala for all the ni'mats, and he praises Allah Ta'ala in his comfort, when Allah has given him plentiful, he still remembers Allah. He is not ghafil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah ta'ala remembers him in times of difficulty. Ya'arifka fi shidda. When you are in difficulty, Allah immediately responds to your call. Oh my banda, you remembered me when you had plentiful and you had a happy and good life, you still remembered me. Now when you are in difficulty, I will also remember you. Fazkuruni azkurkum. Allah says, remember me, I will remember you. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayah to turn to Allah and make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and connect ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We say Durood Sharif. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 شاکرین شاکرین. May Allah give us قناعت. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us استقامت. اللهم لك الحمد كله لك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم. جزا الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم. سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم. لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا رب العالمين. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان. اللهم أكرمنا ولا تهنا زدنا ولا تنقصنا، أعطنا ولا تحرمنا، آثرنا ولا تؤثر علينا، اللهم انصرنا ولا تنصر علينا، اللهم عنا ولا تعن علينا، اللهم امكر لنا ولا تمكر علينا، اللهم أرضنا وارض عنا، اللهم اهدنا ويسر الهداية لنا، اللهم افتح لنا أبواب رحمتك وسهل لنا أبواب رزقك. ومن مزبلا من الله من مسكريم رحيم الله. Ya Allah, we are making shukr to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, for giving us the opportunity to take your name again, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept the dhikr, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept our sitting here, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us our sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, Ramadan may have gone, my Allah. But you are still hayy and qayyum, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya, best of akhirat, my Allah. Make our dunya asan for us, make our akhirat asan for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, open the doors of your rahmat upon us, my Allah. Ya Allah, become pleased with us, my Allah. Give us tawfiq of continuing the a'mal we did in the month of Ramadan, my Allah. Grant us ikhlas, my Allah, and maqbooliyat, my Allah. Give us istiqamat and taqwa, my Allah. Don't make us fall back into sins, my Allah. Don't make us become lazy, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us, ya Allah, make us become nasheet, my Allah. Make us become just, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us become strong, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us become, ya Allah, hard working, making, ya Allah, great efforts, ya Allah, in your path, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to make sa'i, ya Allah, in good ways, my Allah. Ya Allah, in all abwabul khair, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us big hanker after dunya, my Allah. Make us prepare for akhirat, my Allah. Help us to tread the path towards jannat, my Allah. Ya Allah, towards you, my Allah. Ya Allah, become ours, my Allah. Make us yours, my Allah. Ya Allah, in the month of Ramadan, we made many promises to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we made tawbah, my Allah. Ya Allah, we cried to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, after the month of Ramadan, don't make us break the tawbah, my Allah. Don't make us break the promises, my Allah. Ya Allah, but you help us, my Allah. We are weak, my Allah. Ya Allah, strength only comes from you, my Allah. Tawfiq only comes from you, my Allah. We are unable to do ta'at, my Allah, except if you assist us, my Allah. La malja'a wa la manja minka illa ilayk. Ya Allah, we can only turn to you, my Allah. We can only seek refuge and shelter in you, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us your protection, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your ma'rifat, your qurb, yaqeen, your dhat. Give us the sweetness of iman, istiqamat, silfas and taqwa. Ya Allah, give us barakat in our rozi, my Allah. Make our rizq become asan for us, my Allah. Make us only consume halal, my Allah. Make our earnings be lawful and halal and wholesome, my Allah. Make us use it in the correct ways, which is halal, my Allah. Don't make us waste our wealth, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to look after the needy and the poor and the widows and the orphan, my Allah. Ya Allah, ummat jahan bhi pareshan hai, ya Allah, pareshani dur farma. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the conditions of this ummat, my Allah. Ya Allah, change the conditions, my Allah. Ya Allah, wherever they are in pain, my Allah, and difficulties, remove their pain and suffering now, my Allah. Ya Allah, bless them with afiyat and sukoon, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect the ummat from the sharr of the shirir, from the fitna of the fitteen, from the hasr of the hasidin, from the dhulam of the zalimin. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, my Allah, grant them complete shifa, my Allah. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, grant their family sabri jameel. Ya Allah, give us a good mort, my Allah. Give us a good mort on iman, my Allah. Make us live with iman. Make us die with iman. Raise us on the day of qiyamah with iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us mort in Madinah Sharif. Burial in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat and the intercession of Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Houthi Kothur water from his Mubarak hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannat without any reckoning. Ya Allah, protect us, our parents, our grandparents, our wives, our children, our progeny, my Allah. Our relatives, our family members, our musallis, mutaalliqeen, our mashayikh, our asatiza, our students, our every single ummati of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the azab of qabr, from azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, our youngsters, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many of marriageable age, my Allah. Young boys and young girls, my Allah. Ya Allah, you find them suitable partners, my Allah. Ya Allah, bless them with a good nikah, ya Allah. Full of barakat, ya Allah. Bless them and grant them a blissful life, Ya Allah, full of taqwa, my Allah. And Ya Allah, grant them pious offspring, my Allah, will become the coolness of the eyes. Ya Allah, make our children become, Ya Allah, the coolness of eyes. Ya Allah, make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen, my Allah. Ya Allah, O brothers, Ya Allah, they have gathered here tonight. O mothers and sisters and others listening at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have hopes in you only, my Allah. We've got different hajat and needs, my Allah. We have got different problems and worries, my Allah. Remove our difficulties, my Allah. Remove our difficulties and pains and sufferings, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill all our hajat and need, my Allah. Ya Qadi al-hajat, ya Dafi al-baliyat, ya Hal al-mushkilat. Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-ham, mujib da'wati al-mutturina idha da'uk. رحمن الدنيا والآخر ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين.